Oh, 2 o'clock, Carton Show with Big Mac. Number to join as always, 888-808-1019. Got a fantastic show for you today. I looked at my notes and every single note I have is absolutely fantastic. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you today, kid?
I'm doing well, Craig. How are you?
Well, I feel bad for you, actually.
You feel bad for me.
I've been thinking about you all day.
I'm sure you do. I felt good for you.
Oh, thank you. Why? What did I do?
Well, because you predicted that the Texans would be going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and although
their
quarterback tried to give the game away,
CJ Stroud was not good.
That defense is so freaking good.
Yeah.
And the way they took control of that game in the second half, that defense is going to keep them in every game no matter who they play.
Absolutely right. So one score game going into the fourth quarter.
You would feel confident no matter who they play, that's going to be the case. And it's just a matter of figuring out that offense. I know Nico Collins might be gone for a while.
Right.
But the Texans proved to be that defense travels. And they are going to be a real problem. A real problem.
Yeah, I told
inside
you that.
The NFC. That's what you said.
By the way, I think I said the final score is going to be 30-3. By the way, on the show, so I missed by a field goal.
Okay.
I'm that good. That's what took place yesterday.
And people think you don't like sports.
I might not,
yeah.
But I just
but
know,
you know
sports.
Them. Okay.
I know sports better
all
than
right.
just about anyone else on the planet, which is why, as I was trying to start the show, I feel for you.
Okay.
Look, we're going to get to last night's game. Don't you worry, okay?
Right.
And that great defensive performance and the end of Aaron Rodgers' career, which I get great joy out of.
Mm-hmm.
Finally done with him. Of course, he's probably going to wind up on television within about 3 months. And I'm going to get sick of him again like I did the Kelce brothers and their stupid podcast that I can't stand. But that's another story for another day. I'm feeling for you.
Okay.
Because one of the early conversations you and I had, and we had a little disagreement about it, is that you view the Giants as a class organization, a pedigree, as one of the first NFL football teams going back 100 years, et cetera, and that we should still view them that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I went back and forth a little bit on it last week about how they used to be that, my opinion, not yours, and then for the last decade they can no longer lay claim to the prestige of being a special, I heard Boomer say this morning, and I'm not arguing with him, a Tiffany Network type of program. And that used to be the case, so I'm not denying that. It's just no longer the case now. And I think I can now back that up, and I feel for you, because your team's embarrassing themselves now. And they're doing something one of my favorite teams did. And it's funny because I brought this up to you last week, that in the Giants' pursuit of John Harbaugh, I hope, this is what I said last week, I hope they don't pull a New York Knickerbocker move and make like a video of well-known New Yorkers saying, come on, John, come to the Giants, like the Knicks did for LeBron James. Remember?
I do remember that.
So the New York Giants are pretty damn close to doing that. And now they're embarrassing themselves with desperation. And it's beneath them. All right? And here's why. I applaud the Giants for having Chris Maurer get on the Amtrak and go down to, I assume, a suburb of Baltimore and meet with John Harbaugh before they even did any of their interviews and before anyone else got a chance to talk to him. He went down there as a representative of the ownership of the New York Giants, and they just talked man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
I give the Giants a lot of credit for that. A, they didn't tell anybody they did it. B, it's the right move. And C, you get ahead of all the other competition. So I give you a little checkbox on that.
I'm waiting for the embarrassing part.
Here's the embarrassing part.
Okay.
The New York Giants are now asking, and have asked, legendary figures in their history to reach out to John Harbaugh because they're desperate. Much like when the New York Knicks had Tony Soprano and other well-known people who might be at a New York Knicks game reach out to LeBron James, like the mayor, Mike Bloomberg at the time. Come on, LeBron, right? And we all kind of mocked it as, that's not Knick-like. And obviously they didn't get LeBron James. Well, the Giants are now following the wrong script. The New York Giants have now asked multiple well-known people associated with the program to reach out to John Harbaugh and wax poetic about how great the New York Giants are. It's pathetic. It's beneath your once storied franchise, and I feel for you because you got sold a bill of goods as a child. I don't know if it was your uncle, your mom, your dad, whomever it was in your life, that said, son, you root for the Giants, you're going to have great joy in life because this is a prestigious organization that frankly gets credit for starting the NFL. And you said, yeah, oh, cool. Yes, Dada. Mm-hmm. Yes, Unky Unk.
Yes.
And now look at you, a near 40-year-old man who's living in a world where your New York football team is now stooping to the lowest of lows and embarrassing themselves. Tom Coughlin?
Yes.
Hey, Coach Coughlin, who we fired, could you do us a favor and could you reach out to John and tell him how great it is to work for the New York Giants? Hey, Lawrence, can you reach out to John Harbaugh and tell him how great it would be to be associated with the New York Giants? It's pathetic.
This is a full court press.
Yeah, it's That's pathetic. It it's John not Harbaugh's pathetic. Not that good.
It's not pathetic. No, he's the guy. That's what they're telling him.
Okay.
They're showing him love.
Yeah.
They're showing him they want him. Pathetic. Right? Tom Coughlin, you just mentioned, fired. That's the kind of relationship we have with coaches we show the door to. They still want to stick around and do right by us because that's what kind of wonderful organization that we are.
Really?
He's the guy.
Tom Coughlin, Tom Coughlin went back to Jacksonville as quick as he possibly could because they want to write him a check where the Giants were like, if you want to keep an office here, we're not going to pay you, but it's fine.
Right.
So don't tell me Tom Coughlin walked out of New York a happy guy.
I'm not saying he walked out of New York a happy guy. He walked right past the owner in his press conference to say goodbye. Walked past him, give him the handshake.
Didn't shake his hand.
And yet still, here he is doing the Lord's work for the New York Giants.
Well, I'm sure a paycheck came along with
it. Well, I don't know.
It's my gut.
Whatever the case may be.
But it's beneath
Chris Mara,
you.
He's been the representation of the Mara family. He's been the one on the road.
John's not well enough to do that.
Right. That's the most senior member of the Giants ownership group making the trek down to his house. That's letting him know how much we desire him.
Is that right?
That's what it's about.
So a failed...
He's not failed.
A failed pro personnel director that's mocked by most other teams in football for not being great at his job is the guy that went down to Baltimore to tell him that the Mara family thinks highly of him. I give you credit for that. His last name is Mara.
Right.
I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
But I do have an issue with a once proud organization now embarrassing itself.
It's not embarrassing.
It's beneath you and it's beneath them. If you need Tom Coughlin and Carl Banks and, Jason Sehorn.
Don't know. Stop.
Yeah. And
Stop.
Lawrence Taylor.
Stop.
And Leonard Marshall.
Did I see Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah. And Odell Beckham to pick up the phone and say, hey, John, you're going to love it with the Giants. They're a first class organization.
Tom Coughlin reached out. Tom Coughlin reached out.
No, he did not.
Yes,
Tom
he did.
Coughlin was asked to reach out.
He reached out.
Eli Manning was asked to reach out.
Okay.
Meaning the New York Giants don't think that without getting a little pressure from former all-world Giants and coaches that John Harbaugh would ever consider the
pressure.
Giants.
Stop
I
it.
Feel for you.
You're making this up now.
I feel for you.
No, it's a team
Eli
showing.
Manning did not call John Harbaugh without being asked to do it.
Okay.
Tom Coughlin was asked.
I
know it's a fact.
All right.
Was asked to call John Harbaugh.
Right.
They didn't say in the middle of a round of golf and a nice lemonade on the back nine, you know what I think I'm going to do? I had such a great experience with the New York Giants.
Right.
I'm going to, on my own accord, pick up the phone and call John Harbaugh up and go, John, I just want to tell you between me and you, you should definitely take the Giants job. It's pathetic.
Why is that pathetic?
Because it's beneath you.
No, it's not.
Because if you don't get the guy on merit, then you don't deserve the guy.
Oh, stop. This is on merit.
No, it's not.
It's merit. They have Super Bowl champion coaches who are still with us. The Falcons do not. Other teams do not. The Tennessee Titans do not. That's what makes this organization special.
Is that right?
It's history.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with trying to go out there and put a full court press on and make it very clear to John Harbaugh that we want you as bad as you might want anyone else. Like, we want nobody else. If we're going to lose this, it's not going to be because we haven't shown you how much we want you to be the next head coach of the New York Giants. There's nothing wrong with it.
There
is. I don't feel embarrassed. You know what I feel embarrassed?
Go ahead.
If he picks the Tennessee Titans over the New York Giants, if he picks the Atlanta Falcons over the New York Giants,
rightfully
if he picks any of these jobs that are currently available over the New York Giants, that's when I'll be embarrassed.
Yeah.
So the organization is doing what it knows it needs to do to make sure the fan base doesn't actually feel the real embarrassment of missing out on a coach to a lesser franchise with a lesser roster and quarterback situation.
Sorry.
They're going out and doing it.
We have breaking news. Can I have to interrupt your diatribe there that was boring me anyway.
Uh-huh.
You have a new horse in the race.
Really?
Yeah. Mike Tomlin is stepping down from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Is that a fact?
Just announced moments ago, Mike Tomlin is now available to be the next head coach of the New York Giants. Or dare I say, the New York Jets. I know the Jets are still working with Aaron Glenn, but that just came across. Mike Tomlin, after last night's loss They've not won a playoff game in essentially a decade now, mm-hmm. despite the fact he's never been under 500. Mike Tomlin, and I want to be clear about this, the report I'm seeing is that he is stepping down.
Right.
The Steelers did not fire him.
Correct.
It's obviously a mutual thing. The Steelers are allowing him to step down. With that, I assume they're going to allow him to seek employment elsewhere. That's not confirmed yet, but that's the way my mind goes. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. If you're going to let the guy walk away, you let the guy go get a job, you stop paying him because he's stepping down. But now you've got competition. Now I ask you again. Do you want Mike Tomlin, or do you want to keep embarrassing yourself trying to get John Harbaugh?
No, I've already said Mike Tomlin, but I don't know, because I agree. I'm a Mike Tomlin guy, been from the beginning.
As am I.
I would go get Mike Tomlin
if
he's available.
Would you have Tom Coughlin call him?
Yes.
Would you have Plaxico Burress call him?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Okay, would you have Victor Cruz call him?
Anyone I thought would help.
Hey, Eli, could you do me a solid
anyone
and call
who
Mike?
Help, I would help.
Hey, Phil, could you call Mike?
Yes.
All right, he's consistent.
Let's talk about this for a second, because I don't know if you're right. I don't know. Like, he's got a year under his belt. He still has a year under contract.
2 years left. I think it's this year and then a
team option.
Under contract.
Yeah, I don't. Why do you think they're just going to let him out of his contract if he's stepping down?
Well, because if you let the guy step down,
I think they're going to seek compensation.
Well, no. If you let him step down, he's no longer. Oh, you're saying even
if he wants
still,
another job, you got to trade me for him. They have the rights to him. This is the same thing that happened with Sean Payton. Yeah, Sean Payton had to sit out
a year.
He still was under contract with the Saints. He had the
little different because of the suspension. But I'm with you.
Well, yeah, nobody. Yeah, he came back from that.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're just going to let him go.
Oh, I do. I think if you give a team 2 decades of service and you've never had a losing season and you have a Super Bowl win and the guy's done nothing but win and win and win.
Yeah, but this doesn't say
fair,
mutual agreement.
No,
this says he's stepping down
but
as the coach.
I think I respect the Steelers that in this regard, you let the guy go. You let him go. You got to hold the guy up. I mean, the guy gave you 20 years, essentially, of non-losing football.
Right.
And he gave you a Super Bowl. And I know it's been a decade without a title. But if the guy goes into you and says, I think it's best for both of us, that on good terms, you've been great to me. I think I've delivered the goods for you. Obviously, I haven't had a quarterback since Roethlisberger was in his prime. I got to eat that as a coach. But my gut is that the Rooney family will allow him to seek employment elsewhere. I could be totally wrong on that. That's my gut, just first blush.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. They have an asset. He's under contract. He's going to be able to go find if he wants. First of all, do we know he wants to coach? Right? That's the first thing, right? There's been a lot of rumors that he wants to just take a year off, get away from
go
it for
to
a
TV,
while.
Maybe,
go
something
to
like
TV,
that.
Right? There was a report yesterday. I forget who it was from, but there was a report that he's got a contract for. He's got, if he wants to go to TV, it's in his back pocket. He can go to
TV. I believe that. I think John Harbaugh could too, Bob, probably.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I can't believe both of them are available.
Yeah, so now half that division is looking for a new coach.
I can't believe both of them are available.
3/4 of that division, because the Browns fired Stefanski.
Yeah.
So the AFC North only has one coach.
That's it.
And I would have fired that guy too. Zach Taylor, that's his name, right?
Oh, yeah.
I would have fired every coach in that division.
Unbelievable.
All right, so here's the deal now. This is very interesting now.
Okay.
Keep the Jets out of it for the moment. The Jets show no inkling at all to firing Aaron Glenn. So just put them to the side. We'll get to them in a little bit.
Right.
From a Giant perspective, now that there's a legitimate competitor, because no one's going to argue, Tomlin and Harbaugh are now 1-1A either way.
However you view it.
I know you prefer Tomlin. I do as well.
Yeah.
But they're the same guy, right? 18 years in one place, 19 years in the other place. Now we can stop kissing Harbaugh's ass is what we can do.
No,
now we can say to John Harbaugh, if you want the Giants job, take it. If not, we're good. We now have Tomlin as our backup and Stefanski as his backup, right?
Yeah.
So this gets very juicy now.
It does.
If you're a New York Giant.
It's hard to miss out. It's hard to mess this up.
Okay, well, here's the question. They're interviewing someone today. I'm blocking on the name they're bringing in today.
Mike McCarthy today.
Is it McCarthy?
Yeah.
McCarthy today.
Yeah.
Harbaugh tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, is Tomlin coming in on Friday?
I don't know. We don't know the situation with Tomlin. We don't know.
What
he's stepping down.
Even if it costs you a draft pick. You got to bring him in Friday.
I would do it for a draft pick. 100%. I would. I can't do it for this year's first round pick. I can't.
No.
I can't trade a top 5 pick.
I agree.
But I would be open to like a second round pick of next year or something like that. And again, I would think the Steelers would do that because I think, like me and you both think, someone will pay something. He's under contract. He signed a contract. He's stepping down. This
Harbaugh
was fired.
That's after obviously meeting with him.
No,
he sat down with Art Rooney Jr.
I don't know
whatever
that.
It is. I do. 100%. You know, after 20 years, you don't just announce you're stepping down
and
not talk to the owner first.
But my point is we don't know it's mutual. You're right. He told the owner before it became public, but it might have been his, no matter what they think, I'm done with coaching this team.
I think a few things. I think, number one, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, while they respect Mike Tomlin a great deal,
yeah.
they want
I don't think they do. They
want
I don't think
voice.
They do enough.
No, I think they want a new voice in there. Yeah. After 19 years and one Super Bowl title and 10 years without a playoff win, I think the Steelers fan, and I look, I don't get it because you and I have never lived in that world where we go 20 years without a losing season.
I think
so I have
crazy.
No idea what that's like. But I think the Steelers fan's ready to move on.
Yeah.
I thought the Raven fan was ready to move on, and they did. And now it's very interesting because if John Harbaugh thought he was getting his pick of the job,
mm-hmm.
he might not now. He might not just get to decide, I go where I want to go.
Right.
Because now there's a new sheriff in town, and his name's Reggie Hammonds.
It's certainly competition. I mean, I just don't know. We don't know where his head is at right now.
He's probably pissed that his quarterback couldn't score a touchdown last night.
Well, obviously.
He might be pissed that his 42-year-old quarterback threw a 50-yard pick six.
Does he want
He might be pissed at all that stuff.
Yeah, but it's the next day.
He might be pissed that his GM never got him a second wide receiver.
It's the next day.
I know.
It's the next day. These guys don't like to make emotional decisions. My thought is this has been in the workings for a while. He's probably felt for a while.
Maybe.
This is going to be – I don't think you make this – I don't think this is about last night and about the disappointment
of
last night.
Not just the cherry on the top.
This is just – that was just – my guess is, considering it's the next morning, that he has had a plan in his head of this was going to be his last season as a coach for at least a while.
Yeah, barring a run.
Barring a run. But even if a run, I would think he's had his mind made up that this is going to be the end, especially if he got wind that – that Rodgers feels the same. Like, if Rodgers is going to retire, you don't have a quarterback.
And you're not picking high enough to get one.
You're not picking high enough to get one. You're looking to try to find one in the free agency, which he would do, and he would go win 10 games because that's who he is.
Right.
Like, but I don't think he wants to do that, so I think this is followed by Rodgers' retirement and just the idea he knew it was coming to an end. But I don't know where his head's at. Does he want to go to TV? Does he want to get right back into coaching? I know you said you want to put it on the back burner. I mean, this is for, like, the Jets. Like, if he takes a year off, and you got to, like, the timing of this, they're already down the road with a lot of these candidates. Like, he has to jump into this right now. He has to be ready to step out of Pittsburgh, go right into this coaching cycle, figure out whether or not his organization is going to let him out of the contract, whether the Rooney's going to let him out of the contract or not.
He knows that already. We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah, right.
He knows it.
So, like, that's got to happen immediately. He's got to start taking jobs right now.
Well, he satisfies the Rooney rules. You don't worry about that.
Right.
Right.
Most teams have been through it already.
Now that he's available and none of those jobs have been filled, everyone's willing to take a pause, trust me.
Oh, no
doubt. I know, Jordan Schultz is going to join us later next hour because he had the breaking story that Brian Daboll is talking to Tennessee. If you're any one of the, 7-8 teams that has an opening, and now Mike Tomlin might be available, you tell everyone that's being interviewed.
No doubt.
We're taking a breath. We're taking a little pause right now.
I'll
tell you what else this does, though.
Yeah.
For my money, him stepping down and no longer coaching the Steelers, for me, now guarantees us we've seen the last of Aaron Rodgers. That's
agree.
A lock now.
I agree.
The only way Aaron Rodgers was going to go back to Pittsburgh was if Mike Tomlin was there. Right? He's not going to some new fan coach. He's done.
I would think so.
So Mike Tomlin did the nation a great service today. I think we are finally done, with Aaron Rodgers. We're done with all the nonsense. We're done with the mystery wife. We're done with the ayahuasca. We're done with the Costa Rican vomiting trips. We're done with the dumb documentaries. We're done with the immunization crap.
Yeah.
We're done with the Pat McAfee garbage. We're done. He has now done us a solid, right? Mike Tomlin is a gift to America. Now, if he could just get rid of Kurt Kerbstreet's dog, we'd be 2-for-2 today.
I'm going to miss him.
I'm
going to miss him.
Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin
has saved us from Aaron freaking Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is the best. I'm going to miss him.
Love it.
I can't believe. I hope he comes back. I hope he goes somewhere else next
year.
You
would.
I want him back.
You would.
Why do you hate him?
Because Aaron Rodgers can no longer play football.
No, that's not
true. And Aaron Rodgers hijacked my franchise.
Oh, boy.
And Aaron Rodgers didn't win a damn thing.
Yes, okay.
He had 9 fourth quarter, one score games with the ball in his hands and went 0-for-9.
Aaron Rodgers is done. He's the only player I can think of that actually willingly chose the New York Jets.
Stupid.
And came here and tried to make a difference with this team.
You know what?
All he ever did was come here and try and win.
Is that right? That's how you view Aaron Rodgers?
That's exactly how
I view him. Is that how you view him?
Yeah, it comes with other nonsense.
Oh, is that right?
It comes with a little bit of hypocrisy, right? Claiming, can't have all these
controversies.
There's
controversy. No such thing as little hypocrisy.
Yes, there is.
Either you're
there's levels of hypocrisy.
Hypocrite or you're not.
There's levels of hypocrisy.
Is
everybody
that right?
knows that. Of course.
Look
there
at you.
Is.
See, now you're just trolling me.
No, I'm not.
Now you're just being a hot take artist.
No, I'm not. There's
now
levels
you're just throwing
hypocrisy.
Poop against the wall.
No.
I know
he
what you're
came
doing.
In. He came in here and chose the
stop.
New York Jets.
No, he
I intend to play, and I intend to play for the New York Jets. Give me someone else who said it. Give me anybody else of any kind of relevance who's ever uttered those words other than Aaron Rodgers. He came here, he tried. The Jets were too big an albatross around his neck to make it work.
Oh, it's the Jets' fault. It's the Jets' fault that we signed every player he wanted us to sign. Yes. It's the Jets' fault that we let him run the franchise.
He won 10 games
It's the Jets' fault that he lost against Minnesota throwing a pick six in London.
Yeah.
It's the Jets' fault that he had nine opportunities with the ball in his hand in the fourth quarter to win a game and came up small every time. That's Robert Saleh's fault.
Yeah,
Robert Saleh's fault.
Firing the coach was a disaster. That made it worse. The defense completely tanked. He had one of the best seasons a quarterback in that uniform has ever had.
We got lots to do today.
I don't know why you hate him. I don't know why Jet fans hate him. I honestly don't know why.
Because he's a douche knuckle.
At least he's interesting. You get Tom Brady shoved down your throat for years. He's the most boring, blah guy ever. Aaron Rodgers is out there doing things. He's interesting. He's fascinating. I want Aaron Rodgers back in the NFL.
I'll take the 7 Super Bowl rings over the interesting Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, didn't give out candy during Halloween to neighborhood kids in Cedar Grove. How about that? Too big to give out chocolate on Halloween.
Well, maybe he was
great
busy.
Guy.
Maybe he was busy.
He's busy.
I'm sure he left out a bowl full of candy, and one kid went out and took all of it.
We got lots to get to. Aaron Rodgers is washed.
Both these coaches are available.
Mike Tomlin's available.
This is crazy.
John Harbaugh's available.
Woo!
And coming
Giants
up,
are going to get a Super Bowl winning coach.
I will do my best to explain to Big Mac why he and all of you Giant fans that have suddenly decided to view John Harbaugh in an incorrect light need to be woken up. I'll do my best to do that, hopefully without too many interruptions, but I expect them to come, and they should, and it's fine. But I walk you through.
Oh, have I been interrupting you? I'm sorry.
You're good. You're good. I'm going to walk you through and explain to you the best I can why you guys have built up John Harbaugh to be something he's not. We'll get into it, I promise. The number to join, as always, 888-808-1019. 19 years in Pittsburgh, not a single losing season.
Correct.
And you don't want him. Okay.
I do want him.
Hey, Tom Coughlin, can you do us a solid?
Absolutely.
While you're on the phone, can you also call Mike Tomlin up and tell him working for the Giants would be great? Hey, Plaxico, you played for the Steelers. Can you tell him how great it was to be a New York Giant? Hey, Eli Manning, not in the Hall of Fame yet. Can you call Mike Tomlin and tell me he should come work here?
And if they sat back and did nothing, then they would be this organization that doesn't care.
I like what Chris Mara did. Chris Mara going to his home and talking to him is a good move. I give him credit for that.
Have I seen, again, you're throwing out these names. I've seen Coughlin.
Yeah.
Who else has reached out?
Trust me.
Oh, I'm just going to trust you. Trust you.
Not blindly.
Okay.
Perhaps I have relationships with people.
Okay.
Perhaps I talk to people.
So there's a bunch of people reaching out to Harbaugh.
Well, they've been asked to.
Well, I mean, have the Falcons, because apparently he had a conversation with
Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan talked to him.
Yeah. Who knows? Who else?
Matt Ryan's like, please
Mike
come
Mike Vick calling him?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. Atlanta's not stooping that low. Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Your call's coming up. Lots of football today. Now that Mike Tomlin's available, we got Jordan Schultz coming by in about an hour as well, and he'll break it all down for us. Don't touch it. It's the Fan. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac. Yeah. For the fourth time since 1969, the Pittsburgh Steelers are now looking for a new head coach, which is crazy. Now, here's a little sidebar to the story. If you are just tuning in, it's the Carton Show with Big Mac. Mike Tomlin has informed the Pittsburgh Steelers that he is stepping down, and now we're hearing from some of the NFL insiders. Again, Jordan will join us in about 45 minutes, that he has also told the Pittsburgh Steelers his current plan. Obviously, this can change with time, but for the moment, he is saying he is going to take a break from coaching. So, look, I mean, it's one less possible candidate for teams like the New York Giants, but what a great career, 19 years.
Amazing.
Obviously not as many Super Bowl rings as they would have thought, but still, 19 years and not a single losing season. You had a bunch of 9-8s in there. You had some 8-8s in there. A couple years where he didn't make the playoffs at all, of course, but he goes out winning a division title, which is something I do think you hang your hat on when you look back on your career, made it to the playoffs, took a 42-year-old quarterback into the playoffs with only one legitimate wide receiver threat in DK Metcalf, and they just came across, a bulldog defense that's going to beat a lot of teams and maybe make a run to the Super Bowl. So it's all said and done. Mike Tomlin, Hall of Famer. I think we all agree on that.
Oh, absolutely.
And if he were available, no arguing on this one, he would be at the top of most people's list.
Yeah, no. without question, be at the top of mine, and I think he would be up for any job. But that's why I didn't get as excited. I don't know if you remember when you told me that Harbaugh was available.
Yeah.
The pure joy that washed over my face.
Yes.
I did not feel the same with Mike Tomlin because there was so much talk about him wanting to take a break that it didn't feel like he would jump right into his next job. It sounds like that's the case. We'll find out. But yes, no question. Hall of Famer and way too much flack. I'm sorry. I could understand, as you said, a fan base that has now seen seven consecutive playoff losses, right?
They haven't
won a Super Bowl.
Which I think is a record,
I think it is. Seven consecutive Super losses. I think the last three all by double digits.
That's the record. I'm sorry. Yeah,
they've been non-competitive in the last almost decade of playoff football. That is fair. And that, while I do get that, and certainly wanting to move on or understanding maybe it's time for a change, and clearly he recognized it's time for a change. The chanting of fire Tomlin at games, the anger, the vitriol showed by him is crazy to me. He has taken quarterbacks since Ben Roethlisberger left. You want to go through the names of the lousy quarterbacks that this guy finds a way to win 9-10 games with every year? Last year, with two quarterbacks who couldn't play for the Giants and Jets.
Yep.
Two! He managed to find a way into the playoffs last year. That's all the guy does.
Yep.
He has not been given a roster to go compete for a championship. And while he could have done better in the postseason, and there have been some no-shows, I think Mike Tomlin is one of the great head coaches in NFL history, quite honestly. And what he's been able to do with his tenure of the 19 years in Pittsburgh is remarkable. And, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. And if he does want to get back into coaching, if he wants
He'll have a job as soon as he wants it. Well, look, I think after 19 straight years, what's interesting when you compare him to Harbaugh, and you're probably going to bring Vrabel into the conversation, you know, it's a grind. Anyone you ever talk to any coach, it's a grind. So it was not surprising that Mike Vrabel took a year off, right? Get away from the grind, appreciate it more, you know, get back with your family, and then decide, all right, everyone good with me going back? And then you go back in, it's a grind again, right? So I understand why a guy like Mike Tomlin wants a year away. I would have understood if John Harbaugh wanted a year away. And then if you wait just a year, when you decide you want to come back, both those guys would have been the top of everyone's list anyway. So you wouldn't have lost anything if you decided to take a year off. But your point, which a lot of people have made, is a good one. Mason Rudolph, Duck Hodges, Josh Dobbs, Kenny Pickett, and Justin Fields – and never had a losing season.
Never.
And went to the playoffs most of those seasons as well. Just nothing to show for it in the postseason.
Amazing.
That guy can coach my team any day.
Any day. And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this right now. And I know you said you want to put him on the back burner.
Yeah.
If he wants 1 year off to spend with the family and then reevaluate things, you know what the Jets should do? They should embarrass themselves and call up Joe Willie Namath and say, why don't you give Mike Tomlin a call?
We wouldn't
you know
do
what
that.
He should do? Yeah. Yes, they should. That's exactly
that's
what they should
us.
Do.
We
no,
wouldn't
no,
do that.
No, 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 yeah. That's exactly what they should do. They should go find, I don't know, go find another. Have Wayne Krabet.
Yeah.
Give him a call.
Bart Scott.
Bart Scott.
Rex Ryan.
Give him a call.
Sure.
Rex Ryan.
Why not?
Give him a call.
Yeah.
Mark Sant. Someone
maybe not
else.
Mark.
Maybe not Mark. But someone else. Give him a call and try Adam Gase with his crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Send him over there.
Let me,
allow
me to say this to you.
Just saying, you should humble yourself and embarrass yourself as much as the Giants have done so.
My New York Jets would not stoop that low.
Yeah, okay.
They don't have to.
Okay.
All right? by the way, if it comes
you're
down,
right, because there's no point. He'll never
right,
come here.
If it comes to embarrassing themselves, the Jets don't have to ask anyone to help them. They do that all by themselves every single day of the week. Yeah. By the way, I can see the Jets putting out a tweet today. You know, we're the team that made Joe Namath famous.
Right.
Hey, Mike Tomlin, want to join?
Right.
That wouldn't shock me. I would be critical of it, of course.
Yeah,
but it would not shock me.
Right.
Let's take some calls.
Was that the last, we're the team that had the last Mike Tomlin playoff victory? Is that the last one?
That might be.
That might be the last
one. Certainly
can I
possible.
Ask another question you want to save it for next?
If it's on this topic,
it's on this topic.
Yeah, good.
How bitter is John Harbaugh towards Baltimore?
How bitter is John Harbaugh towards Baltimore?
Mm-hmm.
From what standpoint? That they fired him?
Yeah.
Well, I think based on what Tomlin did, it looks like Tomlin went to the Rooneys and said,
"Yeah,
I need a break."
Right.
And the Rooneys said, we accept that. We'll accept your resignation. We're good. I don't think it didn't happen that way in Baltimore. The story goes, he had a phone call with Biscotti, the owner, and then shortly after that, he found that he was fired. Something like that.
Well, my question is,
go ahead.
Atlanta, the Giants, Tennessee, Pittsburgh.
What do you mean? Oh, from a Harbaugh standpoint?
Yeah.
He's not going to Pittsburgh.
Would he consider Pittsburgh?
I don't think so because of a quarterback. I still think if you're John Harbaugh.
I'm just saying. One of the reasons, a well-run organization. He knows
it
well.
Yeah, but you don't have a quarterback. And I think this. I think even though he got fired, I do think at some level, like he'll always be a Raven.
Right.
And I think if you consider yourself, I'm always a Raven, much like I'll be a little different because you got Lamar Jackson there. I could Tomlin go to Baltimore. Right?
Right.
That's the best job available.
That. Okay. Yeah.
I think that's better than the Giant job because of Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Obviously, Harbaugh can't go there. He just left there. But I think, look, I think it sounds like he's taking a year off, but I do not see John Harbaugh going to Pittsburgh, even though the Rooneys have mad respect.
Yeah.
I think John Harbaugh is going to pick, do I like Cam Ward as a quarterback or do I like Jackson Dart as a quarterback more? I don't think it's about the organization. I don't think it's about who the current GM is or not. I think both teams are probably willing to meet all four of those demands. You get final say in personnel, $20 million, $10 million for your staff. And then it comes down to, and I guess living is a part of it. Do I want to live in New Jersey or do I want to live in Tennessee? Right? And do I want to coach Cam Ward or do I want to coach Jackson Dart? New York has all the intangibles better than Tennessee, other than I think state income tax.
Right.
Right? We got them in food. We got them in you know, the ocean, right? We got them in everything, all right? We're right there next to New York, right?
Right.
So I think New York Giants trump the Titans in every possible way other than income tax, and I don't know what he thinks about Cam Ward versus Jackson Dart. And to me, both teams are going to put on the full court press. Who's famous in Tennessee? Oh, I don't know. Every country music singer of all time.
Exactly right.
And am I going to stoop to the Giants' lows and have Chris Stapleton and Riley Green?
Right, send him a bottle of Tennessee whiskey.
yeah, right. Come to Tennessee. So I don't know that. Yeah. But if I'm Tennessee, I got to go lower than the Giants because I'm desperate to get him also. I think the Giants is a better job. My gut is he's going to coach the Giants. But now it's interesting. Here's Chris in Bethpage on the Fan. Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys. First, I want to say I'm a C-Mac as well. I've been called C-Mac for like 50 years now, so
that's awesome.
I appreciate the other C-Mac.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's your last name?
McGlynn.
Oh, that makes sense now. Chris McGlynn.
McGlynn. McGlynn.
Oh, it's too hard to pronounce. McGlynn. Doesn't make sense.
McGlynn. All right. Everybody calls me C-Mac.
Okay. Yep.
Anyhow, and I'm also a huge Giant fan, and that's the reason I called. Yeah. And I know you did this to get us jacked up.
I'm not a hot take artist. I'm not a click guy. I'm just saying my Knicks did it, and I hated it. Mm-hmm. So I got to be consistent.
No. But your Knicks are 1973 is what we're talking about.
Yes.
My Giants have won a Super Bowl in the last four decades, and they're due to win one in this decade, okay? They're the nine franchises in the New York, New Jersey area, the nine. They're the last one to win a championship. So you're saying they've gone low or they're stooping low?
Yeah.
They can do it. We have four rings. When you have four rings.
But that's the point, Chris. When you have four rings, you don't need to do it. And I want to be clear, because I know it seems like, oh, you're just attacking the Giants again. It's only been 7 days. When the Knicks did it, I criticized it. I panned it because I thought it was beneath us as New Yorkers. Maybe not beneath the Knicks. Obviously, 1973, I get it. And LeBron was in his prime, and who wouldn't want a prime LeBron James? So I get it. But we didn't need to do it. Like, LeBron James wasn't going to decide to come to New York because Tony Soprano and Meadow Soprano put a video together in character.
Yeah.
Like, John Harbaugh, when it's all said and done, is not going to choose the Giants because Tom Coughlin called him.
But that's not the same as
Tony Soprano,
though.
So I got to be consistent.
The same as Spike Lee. That's not the same as New York celebrities. This is a
same concept.
This is a Hall of Fame level coach who's won two Super Bowls with the organization and can speak to what it's like working for the Maras. Like, it's a different, it's not, this isn't some sort of like shot in the dark, call up some guy who we think he's a fan of. This is a peer.
Except for one thing. I got to push back on one thing. If there's any family more associated with the Rooneys than the Maras, I don't know who they are.
Right.
Right? I mean, famously.
Yes.
So, John Maurer, who obviously played against Pittsburgh, you know, coached against Pittsburgh for 18 years, is well aware of the history. And I only brought up Pittsburgh because I know he knows the Rooneys well.
Yeah.
And he knows Tomlin well. And obviously they talk. Like, we talk as people. They talk as people. I don't think John Harbaugh, after 18 years, and obviously being involved with the NFL prior to being the head coach, of the Ravens as a special teams coach, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think someone has to explain to him what the Maras mean to the NFL or what the Giants as a franchise mean to the NFL. All I'm saying is, and it's a cheap shot I took at the Giants, yes, I'm guilty of it, but I lived it as a Knick fan. I lived it. And I remember as a Knick fan how much it bothered me that we needed to break out the video like it's at a wedding and look at our, you know, our greatest hits and people that love the Knicks to try to woo a guy to want to come here. And my point is, and I guess I'm guilty of taking another pot shot at the Giants. It was not my intent.
No.
So let me apologize for that. If you're really offended by it, you soft, sensitive, insecure, once proud fans who hate your franchise right now and fly planes over the building to fire this guy and fire that guy. I'm so sorry that I'm still a man. I'm sorry that you're not anymore. But the Knicks did it, and it was wrong when they did it, and embarrassing. And now the Giants are showing a level of desperation that is beneath them and the Mara family. I'll move on.
Well, first off, I do want to just say on behalf of Giant fans, we accept your heartfelt apology.
You're welcome.
That was very kind
Thank
of you.
Thank you for accepting.
Now, second of all, yes. Again, it is, you know what about the Knicks situation that ultimately was the issue with everything you just said?
Good.
He didn't come here.
Correct.
If John Harbaugh comes here,
it's moot.
No, then it doesn't matter.
I agree.
If he doesn't come here and he picks Cam Ward or he picks the Atlanta Falcons or he picks, I don't know, the Raiders or whoever else, which, again, I don't think those are the real threats, but Miami, whomever. That's going to be embarrassing for the Giants because I think we all feel, as you said, quarterback situation. This is the best job available. Why wouldn't he choose the Giants?
I have no answer for that.
Right. So to me, I'm not. I'll be embarrassed no matter what happens if he doesn't come here.
Okay.
So they got to make sure he comes here. Anything they think will help.
And by the way, he's here tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, I believe that.
Tomorrow into Thursday. I guess like a two-day thing. And he'll meet everyone. He'll have their conversation. And that means the New York Giants have the first official crack in person to get John Harbaugh signed. He had a lot of phone calls with a lot of people. We know that. But he has not met with anybody in person.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to do that Wednesday and Thursday. And at that point, the New York Giants, if you want to put on the all-stop, what is it called? The all-stop presses? That's not the word. What's the term I'm looking for?
Stop the presses?
Stop. No. Yeah, whatever. The full-court press. That's what it is.
Yes, full-court press.
If you want to put on the full-court press, and while he's in the building for the next day and a half, if you want to accidentally have him bump into Eli Manning in the cafeteria, okay, fine.
The omelet station.
What are you doing here? Oh, I just came to see how things are going. By the way, great organization.
Yeah.
Great eggs.
Yeah. And here's my friend, Danny DeVito.
Oh, look at this. Danny DeVito's here. That's right. By the way, we brought you some Jersey Mike subs.
Yeah, right.
While we're at it.
Well, that's what you... Yeah. Didn't you say this, though?
What's that?
You said they should, when he's in here, he should bring on the full court press. They should have the cold seafood tower. They should have everything like that.
Well, I think food-wise, I think you ought to impress him with our ability to cater.
No.
Yes.
We're the New York Giants with four rings.
Yeah.
That's it. You get peanuts in a bowl.
Man's got to eat.
You get
man's
got
to eat
peanuts.
If you bust out your MetLife Stadium popcorn and peanuts, I'm John Harbaugh. I'm going to Tennessee because I'm going to have a nice rack of ribs when I get there. Here's Leo in Monroe. Leo, how are you?
Oh my God! Did Tiki Barber try calling them too?
By the way, I should have asked Tiki if he was one of the guys that reached out to you. Might have.
This is embarrassing.
This is
embarrassing.
What's embarrassing about it, Leo?
Because if he decides, let's just say something. Let's just say he decides, you know what? I don't like this. I'm going to take a year off.
Okay. If Harbaugh takes a year off instead of another coaching job, he's not going to. But say he takes another coaching job.
That's even worse. If he takes another coaching job.
No, obviously. Takes the year off, it's not bad. If he goes somewhere else, then the Giants are left holding their Johnson in their hand. Yes.
Yeah, but what's the, like, again, the Johnson's in hand whether or not Coughlin speaks to him or not. That's my point. Like, I'm with you. It will be embarrassing, especially if they pick a team that we all deem lesser of a job. But what does the Tom Coughlin thing at the end of the day matter? It's not ugly. It's not bad. He's Tom Coughlin. You're making it sound like they're doing this ridiculous. They're not throwing a bunch of people at him. Tom Coughlin made a call.
They have asked other people to call him.
All right, so?
Okay.
Whom?
They've asked other people to
call
him.
I'll take you at your word.
All right?
Okay.
Tom Coughlin's not the only guy that was asked to call John Harbaugh. They've reached out to other people. Hey, would you do us a solid? Would you reach out to John Harbaugh and let him know how great it is here? And the problem with that is, the only body that can tell you how great it was is old. Wait, you don't think they reached out to Strahan?
I'm sure they did.
Oh, they did.
Maybe.
Is that? I'm not saying they did. I'm asking you if they did.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, Mike, can you do us a favor?
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
Defensive end.
Fake sack record, Mike Strahan. Yeah. Could you do us a solid and reach out?
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
There's nothing wrong with that.
If
you get it done.
I'm with you.
Right.
If the Giants close on him,
you're
we can
laugh
about having a bunch of people reach out to John Harbaugh. And heck, maybe John Harbaugh says in his introductory press conference, you know, I was really on the fence. And then I got to tell you, I was on the fence. And then when... Well, I got to think. When Amani Toomer called me and told me I should be the Giants head coach, I was like, if Amani Toomer's calling me, I'm taking that job.
Leading receiver in Giants history.
That's why I picked him.
Let's go.
There you go.
He should be on the phone.
That's right. If Dave Meggett
reached
out to me and said, look, I had a great experience in New York. You're going to love the Maras. I had to say yes. I couldn't say no. You know, when Jeremy Shockey texted me, what a great place to play football, I was like, I have to take the job.
Right.
Now, I tell you what, if I'm the Giants, and they're obviously hearing my voice right now, not thrilled with me for sure, if he does take the job, and he has a little script of what his introductory press conference is, I sit down with him, and I add a line to it. Without the phone calls and text messages that I received from former Giant coaches and players, I don't think I would have taken the job. And that shuts me to
hell.
The
outpouring of love and support let me know how much this organization means to everyone who comes into contact with it.
Yep. I mean, it was overwhelming.
It was overwhelming.
To hear how they spoke so glowingly about the experience being a New York Giant.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they have to go get him, Craig. Forget all this. They have to go get him.
By the way,
anything short of that is going to be disappointing.
Here, let me flip the script on
you
real quick.
Even Kevin Stefanski, anybody else,
I think it's a wrap already.
Do you?
I do.
Why do you think that?
I think John Harbaugh's a Giant. I think it's a wrap. I think you got to go through the motions. You have to, you know, sit down because obviously, you know, historically, people have screwed up interviews. It does happen from time to time on both sides.
He won't.
So there's no way he will. There's no way the Giants will. They've interviewed a lot of coaches in the last 6 years. So they know how to interview a coach. But my gut is the final question or the final little nail in the coffin of getting this done in a good way is the personnel issue. Like, who's making the calls on draft? Who's making the calls on free agents? Does he have final say? Is Joe Shane a figurehead GM? In which he has to bring things to Harbaugh. I think the money's done. I think the coaching staff money's done.
Yeah.
I think having a voice in the room is done.
Oh, yeah.
I think the last thing for them to agree upon is what happens in the draft. If you like player X and our staff likes player Y, gun to your head, who gets the final call?
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh's going to ask for it. The Giants might, as a lot of teams might, push back on that, where we have to have some checks and balances on giving you full autonomy to make every decision. Because look, John Harbaugh, like every other coach in the NFL, just based on the time commitments to be an NFL coach and a good one, is not paying attention at the level you would need to pay attention to know who's the best kid coming out of college. That's not his job,
right?
So I think when it comes to the draft especially, he should be able to say to Joe Shane, look, I'm making this up. We are desperate for a middle linebacker. That's my number one goal in this draft. I got to get the best linebacker available. And the team might say, yeah, but the best linebacker available is not nearly as good as the best right tackle available.
Right.
Again, arbitrary.
Whatever.
Making this
up,
right?
I got you.
The question then becomes, if the coach wants the linebacker, but the entire recruiting staff and college personnel directing staff says, we could do a lot better with the tackle, who gets the final say? To me, that's the only thing left to talk about.
Yeah.
Because it's a great facility. Jersey's great. The money's going to be what the money is. You have a stud quarterback going into year two. Who gets to pull the trigger on a draft pick or ultimately a free agent? Right?
I think that's already... I would put that in the locked up.
You would? Okay.
I think they're going to give that to Harbaugh.
All right.
I think Harbaugh's going to understand, you're going to do most of the grunt work. We're going to go over the, but like day of draft or day of, cutting roster decisions, I have final say of the roster. And I think Joe Shane's smart enough to recognize he's going to have to acquiesce.
Here's Anthony in Queens on the fan. Anthony, how are you?
Hello, Craig.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Craig, what's up, man? I'm over here thinking about Jim Harbaugh coming to New York, but now I'm wondering if you guys are going to have a game in this thing where they're going to say, wait a minute, Craig Carter's back. Yeah. You're going to have to deal with this guy?
Yeah, well, I'm beloved.
No, you will be loved. I love you, Craig. Welcome back. And to all those other Mets fans out there wondering and hoping and wishing, be patient.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
All right. Well, from your words to God's
mouth. Your lips
mouth,
to God's ears.
Yeah.
Did he say Met fans?
Yeah. Well, he's happy that the Mets allegedly offering Kyle Tucker $50 a year.
It's a lot of money.
That wouldn't be smart.
For 3 years?
$50 a year?
I don't really. He's got plenty of money.
How's 30?
He's not going to take 30.
35?
He's not going to take 35.
40?
He's not going to take 40.
Come on.
Not for 3 years, he won't. You offer him 40 for 10, he'll take it.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't? I would.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if you want to get him on a 3-year deal, which is what the Mets are trying to pull off right now.
You think it's 50?
I think it's somewhere between 40 and 50.
Well, I guess you want to get him for 3 years. Mets fans up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they should do it. He's got plenty of money. Who cares? You don't, you're afraid of these long-term commitments? He's got plenty of money.
But
I would absolutely
weird.
Do it.
I never thought of him as a $50 million
He's
a year
not.
Player. Right?
He's not.
And that's where I know I would say let's football.
Yeah, I know. We'll do that
We'll
later.
Get to the Mets
Maybe
debacle.
Maybe we'll do a little bit of baseball.
Maybe.
You know.
It's January.
Just a little bit.
It's January.
I understand that.
It's January.
That's fun.
What are we doing? It's January. I tell you what. When they sign someone, happy to do it. When the Yankees, if they sign someone, happy to do it.
Well,
but all this conjecture about, you know, day in and day out, how come we haven't signed anybody? How come nobody wants to play here?
That's
What's
not the
Steinbrenner
case.
And Cohen doing?
Yeah, what are they doing?
Well, how come he likes the
it's
casino more than the Mets?
It's a month away.
Like, how come we're not getting Kyle Tucker? Like, I know it's important. I know we'll get
hear
to
you.
It.
No, I know. I'm
but
just busting
about,
shoes. Because you know baseball is my number one.
Yeah.
So I would talk I would do. Jerry Recco wants to do a baseball podcast with me. I told him, listen. The Jerry Recco show with Chris McMonagle sounds fantastic.
Not a bad idea. I'm now a steward of your career.
Okay, not a good idea.
I will not allow you to do that. Sorry. I'm not going to allow you to do that.
No?
No.
Why?
Because I'm worried about your career.
Oh, okay.
All right?
You
and
don't
I
think
can't,
that would help me?
I can't have you associated with bad things because then it looks bad on me.
Right.
It's a reflection of me. I was pitched on a podcast that you would love to do.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
We might even be taping it next week or next 2 weeks just to see how it feels and how it goes. Yeah. But I feel like you should do it.
Okay. I'm open.
And maybe I'll just take a producer's fee on it.
Yeah, I'm open.
Yeah.
I
guess I could, maybe I shouldn't say it.
I don't care.
I'm not getting any trouble. They came to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked if I had any interest in hosting a brand new podcast. With a guy you've heard of. I think he goes by the name LT. Yeah.
Wow.
Matter of fact, he does.
Tomlinson?
I was on the phone with Lawrence last night.
Yeah. Wow. That was just a joke, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. You and Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah.
That would be.
I don't know.
Come on.
We'll see.
That would be some kind of show right there.
So he might come up in a couple weeks and we might film a little pilot for it.
That's fantastic.
We'll see. I'm very busy.
I understand. Too busy for LT?
I might be. I might be too busy for LT. I think it'd be great.
Oh,
so the original
you and
plan
LT,
was
that would be
Lawrence Taylor was going to do a podcast with Ray Lewis.
Okay,
which I think you know with the right host would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think either one of them would host it.
Right.
And then Ray Lewis backed out for personal reasons. So I got called. We'd love you to consider hosting a podcast with LT. I don't even know the name of it.
Right.
But I just got to ask.
Is it a football podcast?
I think it's like me and LT and someone in between. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'm
we'll
in.
See.
Let's go.
They told me the pilot's going to be John Daly and Dan Marino.
So, really?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Very busy.
We'll see. I'm not sure. Very busy. Yeah,
not
yeah,
sure
yeah,
if
I'm
on my
LT podcast.
I'm just saying, I'm very busy.
You are
I got
very
the podcast
busy.
At 11.
I know.
I got this from 2 to 6.
And you're very busy.
Yeah.
You're a busy man.
You know what maybe I'll do?
What's
maybe
that?
From 6 to 7, I'll just do, I'll do the LT podcast.
Yeah. Just go down the hall.
I'll do that.
You going to leave me all alone from 6 to 7? What would I do?
Every now and then you can come by and say hi.
Yeah.
Ask if he needs a drink or something. 888-808-1019. More of your calls coming up. And then I have a very important life question for you guys a little later on in the show. Pete, just remind me later today not to forget the life question I have for you guys. I need some help with that. If you're tired of dealing with neck pain, backaches, even sciatica, stop messing around. Go see my guys at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. That's Dr. Shah, Dr. Cohen, Dr. C. DePera. They've got offices in Colonia, Englewood, and Livingston. And here's the best part. They focus on non-opioid, minimally invasive, non-surgical treatments, real solutions that can actually get you back to feeling like yourself again. Don't just take my word for it. Thousands of five-star reviews back them up. and trust Samwell. Turn to Samwell Payne for relief. That's SamwellPayne.com. SamwellPayne.kizzy. Come on.
All right, this Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results. ChefIQ.com. So there was a couple things that happened around the world of baseball. Nolan Arenado traded from St. Louis to Arizona. Cardinals are eating most of the money. The guy we all wanted to be the Yankee third baseman last year is now moving to Arizona. Jeff Passan is reporting that the Giants, the San Francisco Giants, are heavy on Nico Hoerner, which means he's available, which means the Yankees should go trade him. And yes, go trade for him and trade for Freddie Peralta and sign Bellinger. And for the New York Mets, yes. If they are in negotiations with Kyle Tucker, if he's willing to take a three-year deal, I don't care how much money you have to pay him. You go get him. And this Fan Focus was sponsored by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.